Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is National Lutheran Schools Week and a great week here on Faith and Family as we get to talk with Lutheran schools throughout the week. Several schools each day, we get to check in with them and hear what makes their school so great. So we'll. I hope you can stick around for the conversations today as we talk with our friends and learn more about Lutheran schools across the country. Joining us by phone in just a moment, we'll have two friends from Grace Lutheran School in Pocatello, Idaho. I want to say thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting this program. You can find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin on our website. Just go to kfuo.org and look for the sponsor section. There you'll find the CUW logo in the sponsor section, and click on that. You can find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin. Joining us by phone now, this is Ann Bope. She's principal of Grace Lutheran School in Pocatello, Idaho. Ann, welcome to Faith and Family.
Good morning, Andy. It's nice to visit with you.
So glad to have you as our guest today. Looking forward to learning about Grace Lutheran School. Also joining us by phone this morning, Mr. Robert Rashke, Executive Director of Grace Lutheran School. Robert, welcome to Faith and Family.
Good morning. Thanks so much for the opportunity. Looking forward to being able to share things about our school with the listeners.
Glad to have some time with you today and learning more about Grace Lutheran School. Where is, Robert, where is Grace Lutheran School located?
Oh, sure. So we are in Pocatello, Idaho, which is nestled in southeast portion of the state. We like to say we're kind of in a nice gateway. So lots of folks are familiar with Salt Lake City. So we're a couple of hours north of Salt Lake City, 2 hours away from Yellowstone Park, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Sun Valley, Idaho. So some great landmarks, but we're in a nice little mountain community with a population of about 60,000 people that help to support our school here at Grace Lutheran.
Outstanding. So, a neat part of the country, and close to a lot of natural beauty as well, with all the parks there. That's great. Well, tell us, Anne, tell us a little bit about the history of Grace Lutheran School.
You know, Grace has been here in Pocatello over 60 years. Interestingly enough, it was started by some Lutherans that came out here and settled out here. The railroad was a huge part of Pocatello, and so some of those early ones were actually the ones that began our school. Began with a kindergarten in the basement of a church fellowship area, and then has since grown to a school now. We have about 400 students from preschool through our eighth grade, and excited for the fall of 2016, where we'll be launching the first Lutheran high school in Idaho, and also the first Lutheran high school or private school option for families here in the Pocatello Valley. So we're delighted. Grace has had a long history of academic excellence in our community, and the opportunity for us to reach out with the love of Christ to our community is very evident in a community such as ours.
And what brought you to Lutheran education and to Grace Lutheran School?
You know, I'd have to tell you that I was one of those that was kind of Lutheran out of the womb. My dad was a Lutheran professor at Concordia in River Forest, Illinois. And so really, I had the blessing and opportunity of being raised in the church and also have the opportunity to be a part of Lutheran schools throughout my elementary and my secondary experience at Walther Lutheran. Mm-hmm. And then decided it was just a little too close to home to stay in River Forest. So headed out to Portland, where I had the chance to go to school at Concordia University in Portland. And it was from there that I took my first call to Idaho. Truth be told, it was because there was this nice Idaho boy that I had gotten to know in college, and that's where he was. And so when the call came to Grace Pocatello, I was delighted to accept that. So that's 20-some-odd years ago now, but the opportunity to be a part of Lutheran schools was something first and foremost from personal experience, and then on to my professional experiences, first a teacher and then later as an administrator. So delighted that that's been a part of both my upbringing and the chance for me as a professional and also as a parent to have my children involved with Lutheran schools.
Robert, what makes Grace Lutheran School in Pocatello unique? What sets it apart from other schools in your community?
Sure. So there are many things that that Lutheran schools are very proud of, and long traditions of you know, highly academic students and lots of enrichment opportunities in arts and music and athletic opportunities. But one thing that I'm incredibly proud of as I meet and work with families both in Pocatello and then that might be moving into the area is the community of families that we build here. So we've got a very engaged and highly invested staff that are just the best top to bottom, and a team that works across the board. So we've got a relationship with Grace Lutheran Church that is ideal. I always like to say it's not an us and them, it's a we situation. We just, everything that we do here at school, they champion, and the reciprocal back. So we are just incredibly blessed that way. But we have the opportunity to have families come to us. We're a university town. Idaho State University is located here in Pocatello. So for many families, Grace Lutheran serves as their family. And so when I get to go out in the community or up on the ski hill and I see family units that are spending time not only during the school week together and encouraging their students and taking care of their students, but then you get to see them out at play together. What a heartwarming opportunity for me that they're friends, that they they encourage each other's children, that we've really created this family community here at Grace Lutheran Pocatello.
What does Grace Lutheran School, what are the teachers, the community do there, and that prepare students for the next chapter of life as they when they complete their chapter or their time there at Grace Lutheran School, how well are they prepared for that next chapter?
You know, our students, if we look simply at the tracking of their activity, our students are very engaged with the opportunities for post-secondary education. So it's exciting to see the large percentage of our students that are on to that next path in life. But I think even more important is that we prepare students with a foundation of experiences at our school, both the experiences in the classroom. Again, our mission statement is to promote excellence in education, nurturing children in an environment of compassion, and reaching out with the love of Christ. And so in doing that, those experiences are rich as far as technological experiences, access to technology, 21st century learning, but also I think in building a child's foundation, it's through opportunity. So as a school that is our size, students have opportunities in the arts, in leadership, in athletics, and then really as a capstone to that is the opportunity for service. So service and serving others is also a tenet that flows throughout our school from little on. And I think when we have those types of things in the life of a child, it's one of the best things that we can do to prepare them for that next chapter. We, of course, would love that next chapter to be through another opportunity of Lutheran education at a secondary school, now that that's coming together, but also really in their leadership then beyond that and the difference that they'll make in the world because of the foundation that was set in those early years of learning.
That's great. That's great. Who do the students interact with throughout the day? Obviously teachers, but what does a typical day look like for students, a typical week or a typical day look like for students at Grace Lutheran School, Mrs. Pope?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different things, and depending upon the age of the child, it would be different. But I would say our students are one of the greatest ambassadors in our community. For our older students that are involved, particularly in athletics, they're huge ambassadors in our community. And at any given week, they're out having the opportunity to not only compete, but also to be a reflection of our school. And I would think that the community sees them more than anyone because of that opportunity. We're in an environment where we don't have Lutheran or faith-based schools on every corner. Mm-hmm. So our students have to travel quite a ways to be able to have some of those opportunities. So they truly are ambassadors for us. And like you said, obviously our staff have the chance to interact with our students in a variety of disciplines. But I also think one of the blessings of being a school like ours is that our students have the opportunity to interact with each other in generational experiences. So it's the eighth grader that's helping in a preschool classroom, or it's the fifth grader that's a reading buddy for a second grader. Our students also are involved in service opportunities. So we refer to it as God at Work days. So students that are out in the community making a difference in the way that they can give of themselves to be able to help the greater good in Pocatello is another sampling of how a week might look at Grace Lutheran.
Robert, tell us about your interaction with the students. You mentioned, you know, being out in the community and seeing the families from the school. And what is your interaction with the students like there? And what do you get to see on a daily or weekly basis?
Sure. So my day typically composes of you know, the morning greet. So I get to, you know, we get a chance to interact and see families as they start their day with us. Any of the opportunities that we've got students prepared for the day, I get to be a part of as well. So I look to engage myself and plug myself in at many different parts of their day. So whether I get the opportunity to sit in the back rows of the preschool chapel or as we head out to a sports tournament and I get to be, you know, one of the loudest cheerers there. We had a spaghetti feed yesterday in support of LEST that we're heading out to Portland to attend here in a couple of weeks. And so any and all of those opportunities, I look to be a partner with these students. I want to see them see my level of investment in their lives as well and know that we're all walking on the same path together.
And tell me, you mentioned the word partnerships. What other, are there other partnerships that are important for Grace Lutheran School to continue to thrive in the community there in Pocatello, Idaho?
Sure. So, yeah, absolutely. The partnership that we've built with our families is key, but also we have a very unique partnership with our community as well. So, things that we can do outside of what goes on in the four walls of school, giving back to various community boards, whether it be presidents of the local soccer club or members of the symphony board that goes on at Idaho State or part of our Greenway Belt board. We look to engage ourselves in the community in many different ways. You know, acts of service that we can do to give back. We just absolutely love when our community gets to see what we do here and feels like they're invested in the lives of our students as well. We had a very unique opportunity this past weekend to kind of descend on, for lack of better words, on an old hospital that was here in Pocatello that is being torn down. And they allowed us to go in and repurpose many of the items that were in that hospital. And it was so encouraging as, you know, as we started very early in the morning and you just saw the troops of people coming, and we successfully, you know, did all of the day's events, and we walked away with a building that looked cleaned up, in better shape than when we got there, but walked away with just one Band-Aid on one finger. And it was just heartwarming to be part of the group that was there for the greater good of the school. Just an absolutely fabulous day. And those are just small samples of what we get to experience here every day.
And with just about 30 seconds left, can you tell us how we can find out more about Grace Lutheran School in Pocatello, Idaho?
You bet. We certainly are on the web at gracepocatello.org. We'd love for people to do that. We also always, always welcome people that are coming through our area to please feel free and stop both at our church and school to see a high school that's going to be coming up from the ground up this spring, and any opportunity at all that we can reach out and network with our fellow Christians in the area and other visitors looking for opportunities. You know, this week it's exciting because it's also known National School Choice Week across our country. And what a wonderful blessing it is that Lutheran schools are a choice for families to educate their children. So delighted to share about that ministry here in Pocatello to any and all that are interested.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest today. It was a joy to have you on with us today, Mrs. Bope.
Thanks, Andy. We appreciate the opportunity to visit with your listeners.
And Mr. Robert Rashke, Executive Director at Grace Lutheran School in Pocatello, Idaho. Thanks for being our guest today.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk with the director of LCMS Schools, Lutheran School Ministry for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Terry Schmidt. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on behalf of Concordia Plan Services, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, the LCMS Foundation, Lutheran Housing Support Corporation, Concordia University System, and Corporate Synod, daily reaches out to our members and partners, working together to support our local, global, and international ministries, church workers, and LCMS initiatives at large to carry the mission forward and to serve each other in love. Opportunities to serve, lcms.org/jobsboard.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Everyone heard about Robert Louis Deere, the Colorado Springs shooter at a Planned Parenthood abortion facility. He killed a pro-life policeman and two others. Within hours, Cecile Richards, president of the abortion chain, accused pro-lifers of feeding domestic terrorism. This in spite of knowing Deere was mentally unbalanced. An all-too-willing pro-abortion media repeated the mantra. But now we know the shooter's true motivation, and Planned Parenthood and the media are nowhere to be found. Robert Deere called a local Denver TV station and said the reason he initiated the shootout was because of the FBI. Deere claims FBI agents were following him and, quote, wanted to start a war. Don't hold your breath waiting for Planned Parenthood to print a retraction. Lies are their trademark.
Follow us on Twitter at Life Issues USA and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates, and it is National Lutheran Schools Week. Having fun talking with Lutheran schools all week long. We have students lined up to come in studio here in just a little bit. Right now in studio, the director of LCMS School Ministry, Terry Schmidt. Welcome back to Faith and Family, Terry.
Good morning, Andy, and good morning, listeners.
It's good to have you in studio today and to have some time talking about National Lutheran Schools Week. It's always a fun week because we get to pack the students into the studios here, and it's a lot of fun. So if you stick around in about 15 minutes or so, you'll see students packed into the studios, and we get to give tours as well and hear about what they love about their Lutheran school and give them a little radio experience as well to get to experience the whole studio here at KFUO.
Might be the future KFUO DJ right there.
We hope that that might spark some interest in students, that they might consider a future career and work here in broadcast.
I should have called you a broadcaster, not a DJ.
Well, tell us about National Lutheran Schools Week. This happens every year. We celebrate, we give thanks to God for Lutheran schools across the country and the work that they do.
Yes, we have declared the last full week of January National Lutheran Schools Week. This year, our theme is Life Together in Christ. We have thematic things that go on each year, and it's an opportunity for us to celebrate the very distinctive nature of our schools, mm-hmm. who serve Christ in a lot of ways, but especially with children and families and making community connections with their congregations.
And I know you mentioned, as we celebrate, a lot of the schools do fun things throughout the week, certainly special services, special chapel services throughout the week. And in addition to that, some of them do some fun activities as well, some celebrations. And I know pretty popular tradition is they have crazy dress days. Like they have unique dress days. Yes. During the National Lutheran Schools Week. And my wife just informed me that today is crazy dress day for our son at St. Mark's. And so I think he got to wear like his pumpkin costume from Halloween today.
It does create a little excitement in our schools.
It does.
And where my wife teaches at Christ Community, she teaches first grade, and today is you wear your athletic sports team.
Uh-huh.
So she is proudly wearing the the jersey of her grandson who plays at Lutheran South on the football team. And so every different day has a different kind of a thematic angle. And our kids really look forward to this week. It is a lot of excitement. There's great opportunities to give thanks to God, glory and thanks to God for what we do in our schools. But also there's a lot of opportunity to have fun and create a memorable week.
Absolutely. I know many of the schools here in the St. St. Louis area had an open house yesterday, so I got to walk around the classrooms at our school and visit with the teachers and say hi to them and thank them for their work. And it was nice just to have that time to visit with them and learn a little bit more about the school as well. I know a lot of schools do that, have an open house during National Lutheran Schools Week or another week during the year.
Yes, our school organization that kind of coordinates things throughout the greater metropolitan St. Louis area has some advertising that we do in this area, radio and television advertising. And then we celebrate the beginning of Lutheran Schools Week, that Sunday before it begins, usually with some recognition of our school in the worship service, and then an open house with the school that's associated with that. And we hope that our community who are interested in a Lutheran education option would come to our schools, visit, and learn about it.
What would you say is unique about Lutheran schools across the country?
Our very, very best Lutheran schools are what I call faith incubators. They're places where faith within the Christian family is extended to the children in unique ways throughout the day. But we have a more and more higher percentage of kids who aren't Lutheran, and not only aren't Lutheran, but many of them do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And in the cases of those students, for some of them, a Lutheran school is the first place where they learn about Jesus. My wife tells the story of a student that she had when he was leaning forward when she was teaching in that first month of the school year about Noah and his ark. And he was leaning forward with great interest. He's had never been a part of any church family before. And grandma brought him to the school. And at recess, he came to my wife and said, Mrs. Ann Schmidt, is that real? Is that Noah's Ark stuff real? And she said, not only is that real, but you're going to hear about lots of things that you've never heard about before that are fantastic and amazing that are going to lead you into a relationship with Jesus. And it's that's what we're having today. Back when I was an eighth grader at Trinity Lutheran School in Edwardsville, Illinois, we had 22 eighth graders in our class. 18 were members of Trinity Lutheran Church. 4 were outsiders. They were members at Zion and Carpenter. We called them the strangers.
So Lutheran schools we have a longstanding tradition in this country. Education is a longstanding tradition among Lutherans.
Yes, absolutely. You have to know that when the first Lutherans came to Perry County and settled down there, the first synodical charter, a constitution, was signed by 14 schools and 12 congregations. So everyone understood the value of Christian education and importance of Christian education. C.F.W. Walther himself was charged with the responsibility of not only visiting the 12 congregations that had signed the charter, the Constitution, but he was also charged with visiting the 14 schools. Now, I don't know if he took his buggy around and got to all of them, but he was charged in the Constitution of Synod with visiting those schools to ensure that the correct Lutheran doctrine was being taught.
Why do you think education is an important part of our history and today still an important part of who we are as Lutherans? Why is Christian education such an important part of who we are?
Never been more important, Andy. It's never been more important because of the secularism that's creeping into every aspect of our society. Our schools give us time to provide clarification, Christ-centered clarification to our children about what we teach and what we believe as a church body. As I say, a Christian family, it's simply an extension of what we're doing in the home. Mm-hmm. But when we're talking about families who do not know and have never been a part of a Christian family, we have an unparalleled opportunity. And people are coming to us, and they're actually paying to send their children to our schools to hear about Jesus. It's an amazing opportunity. Mm-hmm. Unparalleled, really.
When you were an educator in the classroom or in the school, a little bit different vocation now, huh?
Absolutely.
You get to visit a lot of schools now, but when you were in the school as an educator, as an administrator, what was your favorite part of Lutheran Schools Week, National Lutheran Schools Week?
I I loved the fun that we had with kids. You know, we ran a pretty tight shop most of the year. But when it came to Lutheran Schools Week, it gave us the opportunity to cut loose a little bit and enjoy one another's company. And there were just so many things that we did, both in celebration and in service to our community, mm-hmm. that it gave us an opportunity. It gave kids to see us kind of in another arena.
Mm-hmm.
Not wearing that shirt and tie or suit and tie, but we're loosening up and on pajama day here comes Mr. Schmidt wearing his pajamas. So, you know, they got to know us in a little bit different perspective.
Sure, sure. Yeah, a mismatched clothes day, exactly. That's always a popular one as well.
Yeah, that is a funny sight. I can see the way you're looking. And it is a funny sight to see Mr. Schmidt in his pajamas. I understand that.
It's probably, I imagine that week it might be a little challenging to teach long division. But, you know, all the fun aside, I think helping students see how unique their education is compared to you know, the type of education that others might receive, that the value of their education. That's what we're going to talk about with students throughout the week, as well as they come visit us here at the International Center. And we have students on the air. We get to talk with them about what they love about their Lutheran school and why they think that their Christian education is important and why they think it's unique. How does it compare to the education that their peers have who attend other schools? So we'll talk with them throughout the week. I'm excited about this. It's one of my favorite weeks throughout the year to have so many students in the studio and talk with them.
And they really provide unique perspectives, don't they?
They do.
Yes. I was just down in chapel before I came, Mrs. Shimkus, the director of the choir for Holy Cross, asked her students, you know, you're going to get to tour the president of the synod's office. Does anyone know what the president of the synod is? And they said, one boy raised his hand and said, he's the big boss.
Well, and we love to have them come tour they tour a number of things here at the International Center. I love having them tour the studio too, and seeing, you know, from the youngest children to the older high school students, their fascination with the, you know, the equipment and all the work that goes into producing a radio program. I love having the chance to talk with them. Mm-hmm. I love talking with the really young ones. We've had, I believe, second graders here on National Lutheran Schools mm-hmm. Week in the past, all the way up through those high school seniors that we talk with from time to time throughout the year here on Faith and Family.
I think you'll get them tomorrow, because Lutheran South mm-hmm. Is going to be here tomorrow, and Lutheran North High School of St. Louis will be here at the end of the week. So you'll get a chance to meet a very diverse age group of kids. But, you know, I think all of them will certainly in your interview recognize the Christ-centered nature of the school mm-hmm. that is having an impact on their life. And if they're Lutheran, it's extending what they're learning at home. And if they're not, it's providing a whole new perspective sure. on who Jesus is and what he means to them.
Mm, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just a little bit time left before we get to our students coming in a little bit. For those not familiar with Lutheran schools, I realize sometimes I can kind of speak in language, you know, being a Lutheran educator myself, I can probably sometimes speak in terms and forget that not everybody knows how great Lutheran schools are, or what they are, or how they compare to other schools. How do Lutheran schools compare to other schools, whether it be other private schools or public schools, when it comes to academics and student performance, being, you know, student readiness for college or for you know, the next level?
Right. Well, we have a little over 2,000 schools, and out of those 2,000, 807 are elementary schools. Mm-hmm. And our elementary schools send children to a variety of schools, public schools and Lutheran schools. Most of our elementary schools are not associated with a high school or do not have the opportunity to mm-hmm. send their kids. What we find is those schools do extremely well. And the students that they send to the public high schools, whether it be in Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, it doesn't matter, wherever they're located, those kids are leaders in every way. Most of them have come from small Lutheran schools where leadership was expected, and they have had the opportunity to practice that in a significant way. So when they get to their school, they know how to study, they know they are well-grounded in academics, and then also they have been leaders where they were before, so they step right up and do a great job in leading in their high school. And of course, our high schools do a great job of equipping students for success in universities, and they attend universities all over, colleges and universities. I have a special place in my heart that they would consider church work. Because the next generation of church workers has to be prepared so that our schools can maintain their Lutheran background in providing the services.
You bring up a really good point that we have Lutheran schools all across the country. Some are in smaller communities. Some of the schools are very large in those smaller communities. Some of the LCMS schools are somewhat smaller. But the opportunities for each student in those schools is, I think, is greater. You know, my niece is one example, has been attending Lutheran schools since, I think she, most of middle school, she attended a Lutheran school. And in doing so, she was able to participate in a number of activities. She was involved in several sports and the spring musical and a number of other activities that normally in another setting, she wouldn't have been able to be involved in all of those things. So she got a taste of each of those things. That helped her decide what she wanted to be involved in high school when she then went to the public high school in her community. And I think that giving her a chance to experience all of those that she might not have gotten in another school setting was that by going to the Lutheran school, she really was given more of an opportunity to experience a variety of activities outside of the classroom. And certainly her classroom experience was great as well. She was very well prepared for high school when she left.
We have learned that 58% of our students have less than 100 students. And we thank God for the opportunities that each and every one of those schools provides for the children who attend, because it is very specialized. It's very specific to those children. And you're right, Andy, those kids get opportunities that they wouldn't get in any other way.
Real quick, before we go, with just about 30 seconds, the teachers who teach in Lutheran schools. What do you have to say about the teachers who
special,
serve?
Dedicated folks who are right there on the front line. Teachers today are the front line of the North American mission field because of all the folks that are coming to us. Wait till you hear it. Ask that very question about these kids who sit in their chairs. Mm-hmm. And all of them will tell you, I guarantee you, they'll talk about their teachers and how their teachers love them and care for them. Special, dedicated servants.
Absolutely. Terry Schmidt, Director of LCMS School Ministry, thanks so much for being our guest today on Faith and Family.
Great to be with you.
God's blessings. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk with our friends from a school right here in the St. Louis area and students as well. We're going to talk with Holy Cross in Collinsville, Illinois. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.
Ad Crucem offers theologically sound, scripturally rich, and high-quality items for nearly every occasion. They have exquisite greeting cards, handcrafted jewelry, fine art, crucifixes, church certificates, banners, and much more. AdCrucem.com has amazing products at great prices. That's AdCrucem.com. Greeting cards and gifts designed and made in the USA. Confessing the faith through art and word. AdCrucem.com.
Hi, I'm Grace Kane, a junior at Lutheran High School South in St. Louis. Every day, I can grow in my faith with Christian faculty and other young believers. Together, we grow in the challenging academic environment at Lutheran South. Thanks to my school, I'm ready to not just go to college, but excel in college and throughout the rest of my life. Have you checked out Lutheran schools lately? Learn more at lhssstl.org. That's lhssstl.org.
Cross Defense, the apologetic show for inquiring minds of all ages. Cross Defense airs Mondays from 2 to 3 p.m. on air, online, on demand, right here on Worldwide KFUO. Cross Defense.
Have you followed Worldwide KFUO on Facebook today? Something new and exciting is happening at facebook.com/KFUO radio. Follow along with KFUO each day. Get program information, listen to audio, and watch videos. Also see our photos. Get a peek on the other side of the microphone with pictures of programs and special events. Keep up with all the fun each day on facebook.com/KFUO radio. Remember to like us on Facebook and share us with your friends. Worldwide KFUO, a click away, 24 hours a day.
Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is National Lutheran Schools Week, and it is one of my favorite weeks. We get to have students and teachers, administrators in studio. And this week, today, Holy Cross Lutheran School in Collinsville, Illinois, joining us in studio. A whole host of students and administrators. Principal Mrs. Nancy Lockman joining us in studio today. Mrs. Lockman, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Glad to have you here and spend some time talking about Holy Cross Lutheran School in Collinsville, Illinois. Jacob Mitchell, Jacob is a student here. You're in eighth grade, correct, at Holy Cross?
Yes.
Jacob, welcome. And Christian, thanks so much for joining us today. Eighth grader as well?
Yes.
And Aaron, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
All eighth graders, all boys, and you guys were here. Some of the students presented music in chapel today. Is that right? Were any of you musicians presenting today?
All three of us.
All three of you. Okay. Well, tell me about. I understand you. There were strings. Are any of you playing strings?
Yes.
Jacob plays strings.
Mm-hmm.
What great? What do you play?
I play the violin.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I gather the everybody else are singers, correct?
Yes.
What did you sing today?
We sang, it's a really odd name. It's like German or something. yeah.
We sang Talus Cannon, and then we sang one other.
Give to our God immortal praise.
Oh, okay. Yes, great. Like great. So you sang a hymn for chapel today. I'm sorry I didn't get to make it to chapel. I was up here talking with another Lutheran school here in the studio. Well, it's great to have a chance to talk with you guys today about your experience at Holy Cross and what you love about your schools. One of the things that we'll talk about today. And I'd also like to talk about with Mrs. Lockman, what does a typical day look like at Holy Cross?
Wow. It's just packed. The classes begin with religion, mm-hmm. and on Wednesdays we begin with chapel, and then we just roll along and fill the day with as much as we possibly can. Math is the second subject of the day. The whole mm-hmm. school has math at the same time, and I think the students probably prefer the afternoon. It's not quite as intense, and that's when they work in the things like music and PE, and what am I missing, guys? Computer. Things like that. Yes, sometimes they even get a directed study, which is an assisted study hall. So we just pack the day, and then when school is over, lots of activities then too.
Very good, very good. Jacob, tell us what you what do you like most about your school?
I really like the music program we have here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really good, and Ms. Shimkus is a great music teacher.
Obviously so. If you're playing strings already in eighth grade and presenting in chapel today, I bet you do have a great music program. So how often do you get to practice? How often do you have a music class that you get to practice and prepare music like you did for today?
Twice a week.
How long? For an hour or...?
About 45 minutes.
Wow. Very good. When did you start playing violin?
In second grade.
Wow. So you've been playing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So you love music. Any other subjects that are your favorite subjects?
I like math a lot too.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. A lot of musicians really like math. All right. Let's see. Christian, tell us about what do you love about your school, Holy Cross Lutheran School in Collinsville, Illinois?
I like that we have small classes so that it's easier for one-on-one with teachers and mm-hmm. students.
Yeah, very good. What's your favorite subject?
Math.
Everybody likes math. All right, Aaron, how about you? What do you love about your school?
I love how it's more of like, instead of just like a big mass of people that you sort of know, you sort of know, mm-hmm. you know everybody's name, and you're like, yeah, hi, I know you. It's more like a big family instead of just, you know, acquaintances.
Sure. So you feel like you know a lot of your classmates, you know your teachers, and does that help you as a student? Does that help you learn more?
Yeah. It like sort of like it makes me feel like I understand where they're getting the lesson plans from. Like sometimes it'll be sort of like a certain like subject for a certain subject for a certain subject, you mm-hmm. know? And it'll be a little bit weird, but I'll get where they're coming from because I sort of know them better,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Well, this is a question for all three of you. When do you learn about Jesus? When do you learn God's word throughout your day at Holy Cross?
Pretty much in every class. I mean, they tie it in a little bit, in at least a little bit in every single class.
Yeah, all day?
Yes.
Yes.
Very good. What do you think? Well, do you have friends in other schools?
Yes.
How do you think your experience, your education at Holy Cross is different than what your friends have at their schools?
Well, obviously a lot more Lutheran-based.
Mm-hmm.
At the other school, my old school, it went from kindergarten to sixth, and then you would go to a junior high that was mm-hmm. next to it. So that was a big transition, and all of the schools in the district would go there, you know. So it would be more of like a rush than, you know, everybody, you're going in, you're all comfortable, you know. It's more of a bigger change than what they have at Holy Cross, which I think it's nice that they don't have that at Holy Cross, just because you don't have to have that change yet. You can stick with your same friends, mm-hmm. you know, everybody.
Jacob, what do you think? How might your friends at other schools, how might your school differ from what your friends at other schools might have?
I think that we get a lot more attention sometimes because there's less kids at our school,
mm-hmm.
and we get more one-on-one time, like Aaron said at the beginning, with our teachers, which can, I think, help our education a little bit better. If we have a problem with like a math homework assignment or something like that, we can get help with it.
Very good. Christian, any thoughts on how your school differs from what your friends have?
Like Aaron said earlier, it's like a big family. We know everybody, and we don't have to change until mm-hmm. we leave eighth grade.
This is eighth grade. What are your hopes for next year? What are you guys thinking about for next year?
I'm planning on going to Metro East Lutheran High.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard a lot of good things about that. Some of the eighth graders last year have gone there. And all in all, I think it sounds like a wonderful school, and I'm glad to be able to go there.
Very good. Very good. Thanks, Aaron. Christian?
Well, I'm going to Triad, and I think it'll be different, but it'll be good because instead of just in this one little group, we'll get out and know more people and mm-hmm. communicate.
All right. What do you think, Jacob?
I will also be heading over to Metro, so I'm really excited to go and meet some new people mm-hmm. and stuff and start high school.
A new school, high school, a new experience. Maybe a few friends from Holy Cross that you'll see there, but meeting a whole lot of new friends, but also continuing a Lutheran education. Mrs. Lachman, as you hear these students talking about their experience, I see you smiling from ear to ear over here, talking about what they're hoping for next year. What's coming to mind as you're sitting here?
Well, you know, that's one of the things when you work with eighth graders, eighth grade is such an exciting year. So many experiences that they've looked forward to all throughout their grade school years. But also there is that excitement about the next step. And mm-hmm. I guess I'm smiling because I'm excited for them. And I can just envision the paths that they're going to take. I know they're going to be very involved at their schools mm-hmm. and you know, make new friends, like they say. And also remember what they've mm-hmm. been living and learning all their lives.
Gentlemen, why did your family choose Holy Cross Lutheran School for you, for your education? What do you think? Christian?
So that we get a Christian education and so that we learn the right path to go.
Jacob?
I think they selected this path for me because my family has always been a Christian, and I think Holy Cross was just a great location.
Very good. Aaron?
Obviously for the Lutheran aspect, but also I had just, as I said before, the school that I was previously going to only went from kindergarten to sixth.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of sixth grade, I was mostly looking into the junior high, but one of my friends at church had started going to Holy Cross, so my mom thought, why not go check it out? And turns out I really liked it, so here I am today.
That's great that that you all came to Holy Cross and found a great education there. You all mentioned your favorite subjects. What about extracurricular activities? I know you're all involved in music in some way. Are there other things, other activities that you're involved in, Jacob?
I play on the boys' volleyball team,
mm-hmm.
which is definitely a lot of fun, and I like messing around and playing with my friends in there and stuff, too.
So, men's boys' volleyball, very good. How about you, Christian?
I also do boys' volleyball, and I agree with Jacob. It's a lot of fun.
Aaron, are you involved in other activities?
I'm, as you know, involved in choir, but I mm-hmm. also play the trombone in band, and that's really fun. The music is wonderful. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Very good. It sounds like music is really key at Holy Cross, and you all enjoy it a lot, as well as some sports. Who are the people that you interact with? Obviously, you mentioned your teachers. Do you interact with students of other grades at your school on a regular basis?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
We're very close to the seventh graders who are here today, actually. They're somewhere. Anyways, and then we go out to recess with fifth, sixth, and seventh graders, so...
So you get a break in your day, too, to get
yes.
to visit with them.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And so you interact a lot with the other middle school students, that fifth, sixth, seventh grade. Do you ever have a chance to interact with some of the younger students as well?
Last year, actually, we did... Last year and years before, I wasn't there, but years before, I've heard that they did... chapel buddies.
Mm-hmm.
So you would go to chapel with some of the younger students and make sure they aren't, you know, misbehaving, they're paying attention, stuff like that.
That's great. Did you have chapel buddies last year?
Yes.
Yeah. Was that, how did that go?
It was interesting.
Yes, it was.
It was a good learning experience.
Yes.
Mrs. Lockman, let's talk a little bit about what led up to your vocation as a Lutheran educator. Why Lutheran education? What led up to that vocation for you?
So how much time do we have? That's kind of a dangerous question. I'm one of those people who I knew what I wanted to do. I knew it all my life. I was fortunate enough to go to a Lutheran school,
mm-hmm.
and my role models there were just... You know, wonderful. And I want to do this. That's what I want to do for the rest of my life. Then I was fortunate enough to go to a Lutheran high school in the Chicagoland area. And again, you know, my mentors were my teachers. And so it was just a matter of which Concordia was I going to go to. And of course, I'm going to put in a plug because I'm a Concordia, Nebraska graduate. But they're all wonderful places. And, mm-hmm. and it concerns me today that we need more church workers. And just praying that sometime that some of my students, a little pressure here, may even choose that path to go into church work because we need Lutheran teachers. We need Lutheran pastors.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We need educators and church workers of all kinds. Well, what are you guys thinking about, gentlemen? What are you thinking about? I know eighth grade is still kind of early, but do you have any idea what you might like to do after high school? Maybe attend college or a career? Any ideas? What are you thinking?
Chris?
Go ahead, Aaron.
I'm sorry. I've been sort of thinking about trying to maybe get a scholarship for singing because mm-hmm. I love singing in choir, chapel, church. It's like... my favorite thing.
So maybe studying music? Very good.
Yeah.
Christian?
I've kind of thought about going into the Navy.
Mm-hmm. Great. Any particular area?
No.
No. Jacob?
I hope that I'll be able to continue my violin and be able to get good and hopefully get like a scholarship for music and stuff, because that's what I'll probably want to do in my life.
Well, it sounds like music has certainly had a lot of influence on these students at Holy Cross. If there is one thing that you would do differently about your day at school, is there one thing that you would do differently about your day at school at what your day looks like or what your week looks like at Holy Cross Lutheran School?
Have PE every day.
Without even taking a breath, he said that. You love PE.
Yes, it's really fun. It's just a little time to run around in the middle of the day.
Love the exercise.
Yep.
Christian?
We should have a nap time.
I hear you. I appreciate nap time as well. Yeah? Jacob?
I think we should probably have directed study on some more days to get some more work done and stuff on days.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about directed study. I know Mrs. Lockman mentioned it earlier.
Basically, like, you go into, like, a special classroom, and you are mixed with 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, and you only have it twice a week,
mm-hmm.
and it's towards the end of the day, so you have most of your homework to do and stuff, and you can work on it there, and there are you can ask teachers to help you and stuff and help you with your homework.
Well, very good. So you have a chance to get a head start on your homework with some support there from your teachers as well.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, it sounds like you all have had a good experience at Holy Cross Lutheran School. In just a little bit, I'll give you a chance to give a shout out to teachers and others as well, and to thank anyone for your education at Holy Cross. Before we do that, Mrs. Lockman, who are the people that partner with or that make education what it is at Holy Cross? I know obviously teachers are important. Who are the people that make Holy Cross Lutheran School so rich and valuable as these students have described?
Wow. well, Holy Cross School is 168 years old.
Wow.
So, right. And the only reason Holy Cross School is there is because the congregation of Holy Cross, which is the mm-hmm. same age, values Christian education and sees it as their primary mission, you know, the way to spread the good news. And so certainly not just financially, but in every way, the congregation, they want to know about the school. Mm-hmm. On Sunday morning, that's all I hear. How are things going? How are, you know, mm-hmm. how's enrollment? How's what's new at school? So that's huge. And then, of course, parents. Parents are just, when a parent brings their child because they want them to have a Christian education and the other things that the boys mm-hmm. mentioned, but primarily they want them to hear about Jesus every day, it just makes the teacher's job so much easier. And then I have to, I don't know if this is a shout out, but I have a wonderful staff and support staff. You know, whenever Satan works on me that I worry about something, and then I realize just step back because it's all taken care of. And so often that's the people around me. They're ahead of me and they've got it.
Sure.
We're blessed. We have a new pastor. We were vacant for about a year, but Pastor Wright has just come on. So we're very excited about that and know that he's going to be very involved with the school.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for being our guest today, Mrs. Ann Lockman. All right, gentlemen, with just a few seconds left, Aaron, any shout outs or anyone you want to say thanks to for your education at Holy Cross?
Obviously. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad.
Christian?
I would like to thank my mom and my dad also and all the teachers at Holy Cross.
And Jacob?
Thank you, Mom and Dad, for paying for my school. And thank you for sending me to Holy Cross. And yeah.
Well, gentlemen, thanks so much for being my guest here on Faith and Family today. It was a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
God's blessings. Coming up in just a little bit, it's time for Thy Strong Word, studying God's Word with Pastor Whedon right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. Stick around throughout the week for more National Lutheran Schools Week.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program.
Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.